And yes, we are fired up. Fired up here at EverydayIsSaturday.com. My name's Sam Crowley from Everyday is Saturday, changing lives all around the globe. Today we got another quick hit show for you, the champion looking to be inspired, and you will be inspired only if you are looking for it. However, if you're a miserable mope just walking around thinking you don't know my story, must be nice to be you, blah, 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 this is not the show for you, all right? This is only the show for individuals who understand that they are almost, they're there, they're on the 95-yard line of greatness. They will not quit. They understand the only way they lose and their dream loses is if they quit. This show is for you. This show and all other 34 shows before it are for the champion who needs that little, that little push over the line. If you're miserable, if you're walking around wondering why you don't have what somebody else has, if you think someone else got the job that you didn't get that you were supposed to get, that you're climbing up the corporate pyramid and it just didn't work out the right way, you need to go find somebody else like that. Because as I teach often from the stage and from the teleseminars, surround yourself with people who are going up. Get on the elevator, hit the button, ask everybody in that elevator, are you going up? Is this elevator going up? And if they say, no, it's going down because we're miserable, you need to jump off that elevator. I don't care if you have to take your hands and a crowbar and open the doors just to jump down the shaft. Trust me, the pain you will feel for a short period of time is nowhere near the regret that you will feel for the rest of your life hanging around individuals who have no dream and who are going nowhere quickly. So, with that being said, my name's Sam Crowley from Every Day is Saturday, and I'm fired up because I see dead people. I see dead people. I blogged about it today. I've already got some emails back. It's actually pretty funny, man. I just can't. How do I come up with these topics? People want to know, what do you think about that? What do you think about that? Why do you blog about that? But you know what? I don't know. I wake up and I just think, you know, what does my audience want to hear about today? I thought my audience want to hear about this remarkable talent I have to see dead people. And you'll have it too eventually. This is a quick hit podcast. It's going to be shorter than the other ones because you're busy. I'm busy. It's Friday right now, June 20th at about 9:50 a.m. as I sit in the studio to record this. I got a lot going on. It's a busy, busy weekend. Just called my brother in Nashville to wish him a happy birthday. I turn 40 in 9 days. Is it 9 days? Yes, 9 days, June 29th. I will be 40 years old. I've never been more fired up to hit a certain age in my entire life because I feel like I'm 25, man. And even if you're lying, if you look at me and you say, you know what, you look at Sam, I appreciate that. Feedback's awesome. Positive feedback's even better. But when I say I see dead people, I'm talking about when I walk into Kroger, when I go to the park, when I go to church, when I go anywhere, and I walk around, man, I say, hey, how's it going? How you doing? You know, most of the response I get is, hey, how are you? I'm doing okay. If I even get any response at all, most people just look down at their shoes. Hey, how's it going? Right down to the shoes, man. I don't know. People must have the most awesome things on their shoe laces or on the tops of their shoes that they need to look at all the time when they see a positive person coming. And I thought this started back when I was in corporate America in the late 90s or so. I finally figured out I got a hell of a lot to be grateful for, man. I got an awesome job with a great company. I got my bills paid. I got a roof over my head. I got a beautiful wife. Eventually, we'll probably have healthy children, which we did. I mean, I got it pretty darn good. So what could I possibly be miserable about, right? There's a billion people that go to bed every night on a dirt floor, no roof over their head. And me? What am I going to complain about? Nothing. I got no money. I got in the car. I don't have the car I want. My girlfriend left me. This is going on. That's going on. You know what, man? Wake up. When you wake up in the morning, just pinch yourself to make sure you're still alive. That means you woke up on the right side of the ground today as opposed to the other side of the ground where you really will see dead people. You know, it's okay to be dead if you're in a cemetery, right? It's not okay to be dead if you wake up on the other side of the ground. You need to understand, man, you're going to hit adversity. You're going to have tough times. It's a fallen world. I mean, that's just the way it is, man. But if you're going to drag that stuff into the workplace, if you're going to drag that stuff out into the grocery store, into the playgrounds, into the churches, and everywhere else that you go and interact with other people, you are poisoning the environment around you. You know, when I say I see dead people, I really do. Had I known this was such a marketable trait, I would have promoted myself as the guy from The Sixth Sense, the kid from The Sixth Sense, that Haley Joel Osment kid, right? I would have said, hey, I'm Sam Crowder. I can see dead people, man. I see them everywhere. I can walk all around. I go in my neighborhood, another neighborhood. All I got to do is go downtown, go to a restaurant. You know, hey, how's it going? Somebody asked me how I'm doing. Excellent. I'm fired up. How are you? Oh, boy. I gotta stay away from that guy. Why do you got to stay away from me for? I'm the last person you want to stay away from. The person you want to stay away from is a person that says, oh, I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay for a Monday. You know, I got the weekend. I got a lot going on. I'm busy. I got this and that. You know, who isn't busy? It's 2008, man. If you're not busy now, and with all the things that you can have going on in your life, there's no reason you cannot be successful. There's no reason you can't go into business for yourself. If you want to have a job, congratulations. That's great. If you love your job, I just called my brother to wish him a happy birthday. He loves what he does. You know, that's what tells me right there. It's not about the money. It doesn't matter how much money you earn. If you're chasing money, you'll never be happy. You will never, ever, ever be happy. Let me ask you a question, because you're not dead. If you're listening to this podcast, you're an individual who's not a dead person, okay? So congratulations, you're not dead. Congratulations, you are alive. Let me ask you a question. I listened to my Mark Gorman CD of the month this month. Mark Gorman's a phenomenal motivational speaker, teacher, pastor, preacher. He's awesome. A lot of wisdom to be heard from Mark. If every house cost a dollar, where would you live? You heard that right. If every house cost a dollar, would you still live in the house you live in? I would. Yeah, I'd probably get a few things painted, maybe put a new kitchen in or something like that. But I wouldn't go buying a mansion just to keep up with the Joneses, just to impress people. See, that was the old Sam Crowley, and that's a lot of people, unfortunately, in the world today, buying things they can't afford with money they don't have to impress people they don't like. You know, those are dead people. They're dead. They're not happy. They think the next big thing they purchase is going to make them happy. It's like junk food. You go have a bag of potato chips when you're hungry. Yeah, for 10 or 15 minutes it feels okay, right? But the hunger's still there. You're hungry for something you're never going to have. That next promotion at work. Oh, if I could just be senior vice president. If I could just be CEO. Man, I don't know. And I know I'm going to get emails from this comment as well. I don't know very many CEOs that are happy. I don't know very many CEOs that are normal. Most of the ones I know are eccentric, kind of insecure bundles of fluff that got to have the title to go with the ego, man. It strokes it. And when it's all over, when it's all said and done, they're dead. They're the dead people you see because nobody's there to stroke their ego anymore. They're not important. They don't have the title. They don't have the big oak desk in the corner office. Look, if you can't be happy, if every house costs a dollar and you're not happy where you live, then you got to reevaluate yourself, champ. You got to figure out what is it that makes you happy. You know what makes me happy? What makes me happy is speaking, teaching, and writing. That's what makes me happy. And of course, spending time with my family, but that goes without saying because that's the whole reason I do what I do, to make every day Saturday. Because in 2004, a 3-year-old girl said, "Is tomorrow Saturday, Daddy?" That changed my life. It changed your life because you're listening to the message. None of that would have happened had I not put all of that crap aside. The big house, the nice car, the company car, the stock options, the corner office, all that stuff went away because I said go away. And what came into my life was an unbelievable, unbelievable lifestyle. Can every day be Saturday? Absolutely. But you know what? It starts with you being alive. If I see you around, if I see you at an event, if I see you out and about, you better not have me looking at you when I say, hey, how you doing? Don't look at your shoes, man. Look me in the eye and say, I'm doing phenomenal, fantastic. Sam, you know what? I'm just grateful, man. I'm grateful that when I inhale, I can exhale, that I can take a breath, that I'm not hooked to a ventilator, that I'm not a vegetable sitting in a wheelchair someplace with 24-hour care. Yeah, I got tough times. I've got relationship issues. I've got money issues. But you know what? All of that stuff can be fixed. And Sam, I appreciate your positive message because you're helping me get to where I need to go. Because Sam, I know that you were where I am right now not too long ago. And if you can do it, I can do it. See, we're all in this thing together, champion. You got to understand that you are not alone. You need to plug into the 30-some podcasts that I have, read the blog, have me speak at an event someplace where you are. Because there's speakers and there's messengers. You want a speaker, you want someone to say, well, you know what, I spent 25 years and I was a leader in corporate America, and what I learned is systematic, synergistic approaches to being in the workplace and crack paradigms and be like, look, that stuff's crap. It's just crap. Trust me, it's crap. You need a message from somebody who can empower you to make every day Saturday. If you love your job, fantastic. Congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing and spread the positive word throughout your environment because people need it. If you don't necessarily love what you're doing, go find what you're doing and monetize that passion, because once you find what you are passionate about, very few people love what they do. I love what I do. Can you tell? Can you tell? Can you feel the excitement coming through your iPod, your computer right now? That's true. It's genuine. It's real. You can have that too. Don't be dead. Be alive. You are a champion. My name's Sam Crowley. If you'd like to hire me to speak at one of your events, please send us an email at sam@everydayissaturday.com. Plug into the podcast, the blogs, the CDs, all the other things going on, because I believe you. I believe in you. See, I'm an ex-stutter. That's another part of the message that you probably didn't understand. I'm an ex-stutter, and I speak for a living. Figure out how all that works. That's my passion. Took my mess, turned it into a message. You can too. I believe in you. I believe in your dream. And I believe you are a champion. God bless you.